Unit 17, Industrial Factories. The Island Works factory in New Jersey has been fully functional since the early 1900s. Most people who lived in the nearby city of Trenton worked in the factory at some point in their lifetime, though the condition of the factory has deteriorated. Over the years, it still ran fairly smoothly. The factory workers smelted nickel, and made a variety of moldings and parts from the hot metal. It was a vital part of the community, especially Trenton, in that nickel products boosted their economy. There were frequent accidents at the plant, however, which was primarily due to insufficient training for the employees. One mechanic once commented that the employees at Island Works were some of the smartest yet least trained factory workers he had ever come across. One day, the operator of a forklift failed to brake in time and crashed into a barrel of molten nickel. Disaster struck when the hot metal started a fire in the center of the factory. Work at the factory was interrupted for over 3 weeks while repairs were done to mend the damage. The factory owner, Ron Swanson, went before the media to update them on the issue. He was confident that operations would resume shortly and that nothing like that would happen ever again. He assured the community that the factory would be closed temporarily, and everything would return to normal shortly. During the press conference, the receptionist at his office came forth to say that Ron was corrupt and did not care about safety standards. Ron's complexion quickly changed as he went on the defensive in front of the cameras. Suddenly, many citizens were bringing forth complaints about Island Works factory. At that moment, Ron wished he were absent for the conference, since he did not know how to deal with the sudden surge of hatred towards the plant. One citizen threw a tomato at Ron, stating that the appearance of the factory contrasted poorly with the natural beauty of New Jersey and that it should be blown up. Ron felt as though he was in the middle of a violent revolution, and wanted to get out quick. In anger, he accused them of being communists, as he departed the conference in a hurry. Later that week, a bill was introduced by the local government that improved working conditions at the factory.